We are learning the Masechta Pesachim Daf Chafam Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top of Chafam Beis. Rav Chista Rami Pischa a Pischa. Rav Chista asked a kasha from one Mishnah on Erev Pesach to another Braisa of Erev Pesach. Mshani, and he answers the kasha. Mi ar Mishua Shtayim Kachas. In our Mishnah, on Daf Yidal Ma'al, at the end of the Mishnah, it says that Rav Yeshua says, you let it burn Truma Teluya, which was Truma that was a Sofik Tuma, together with a Tamei Dika Truma. Even though it's becoming Tamei Vade now, that's fine, let it burn them both together. Veraminu, Menasi Akasha. Rav Yosi was asking Kasha Rameir. Rameir learned that Rav Chanina Sekane Kadim and from Rav Akiva, that just like there, they allow you to do Kachim or Truma together with Tuma, you also could burn Truma Tahira together with Tamei on Erev Pesach. That's what Rav Meir learned out. Rav Yosi says, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't learn out that out. On Rav Yosi, Ein anit dam l'raya. Kishayidu Rav Yisenu, ama idu. The edus of Rav Chinas Kana Kanam Rav Akiva, what were they made on? Imal basar. Rav Chinas Kana Kanam said that basar shishma v'lada tumma. Basar the guy became Tamei from a v'lada tumma, which was a shlishi. Shisarf noisim a basar shishma v'av. You let it burn together with a basar that is a rishon. So there, shishma v'av tumma. There, Zed Tommy and Zed Tommy. That's better because they're both Tommy already. So don't bring a raya to Truma Tahira with Truma Tamei and Erev Pesach. And if you bring a raya from Rabbi Kiva that says you let it put Shemen of a Tful Yoyim with Shemen of a Shlishi into a Neretz Avatoma, it's also not a raya. Mal Shemen to Nifsa of a Tful Yoyim, Shemen Ligalis of a Neretz of a Tommy Mace that became Tommy from a Tommy Mace, and we said it's a Matris of Avatoma. Still, it's also not a raya there because there, Kaponim, the Truma was Pasul already. Zed Pasul, Zed Tommy. Afanu Moidim will also agree to you that the Truma Shnitmas Mavlada Tumah, if Truma became Tommy from Mavlada Tumah, Shasarfin Aisam Truma Shnitmas Avatumah, that you can burn it together with Truma that was talking with Avatumah. Aval Heich Nisroif, I feel Tuluya Matameya, but I never heard of anyone even burning Tuluya Matameya. Why? Because Tuluya Shem Yavi Eliyavi Tarim. So Rab Yasi in this Brisa says like this. Rameh, you say you let it burn Truma Tahiro with Truma Tamei, you bring a Raya. That's not a Raya. And not only that, I never heard of anyone who holds, even let it burn Truma Teluya with Truma Tamei. I never heard of that sheet like that. So what do you see from here? That there's no sheet in the world that holds like that. What do you mean? There's a Rab Yeshua holds like that in our Mishnah. Rab Yeshua says in our Mishnah, let it burn Truma Teluya with Tamei. And here it says, even Truma Teluya you're not allowed to do. So Gemara answers on that. Well, Mishani, Ha Rav Shimon v'Levi Rav Yeshua, Ha Rav Yosi v'Levi Rav Yeshua. He wants a taina. The Gemara's taina. Chista wants a taina that according to Rav Yosi, Taka Rav Yeshua does not hold Truma Tluya and Tamei. It's only Rav Shimon Shita. And we find it first in a brisa, the Tanya. Unten brisa. Yadal Chalis b'Shabbes. If Erev Pesach lands up on Shabbos, the loch is on Friday, which is on the 13th day of Nisan. You do all the beer. Mevarim as a kol for Shabbos. You invite everything for Shabbos. B'sarfin Trumois Tameiyos. Teluyos with Tahiris, let it burn together the Tameyos, the Teluyos, and the Tahiris, all three together. Divi Rameis, Rameyos Shitasai, that holds, you let it burn Truma Tahiri even with Tameya. What does Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi, Emer, Tahira, Mephnei Asma, Teluy Fnei Asma, even Teluy has Mephnei Asma. Tahir Fnei Asma, Vetluy Fnei Asma, Vetum Fnei Asma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Omram Shimon, Lenechlu, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shua, Al Tahira, Val Tameya. If you're doing Tahir and Tameya, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, Shain Sarfin. Teluya and Tahira is Muta, Shasarfim. Even though Teluya is Safek Tuma, since people don't associate it as being Tamei, you let it burn that together with the Tahira. Because really, Midaraisa, since it's getting burnt, you let it really do all this. But even though it's Marasai, it's not a problem because it doesn't look like it's Tamei. Ama Nechliku, what's the Machlaikas of Yeshua Meliezer? Ad Teluya Al Tameya. Shavalezer and Tisare, Zubatsavas, has to be burned separately because Tluya might be Tahira, and everyone associates that as being Tahar. You can't learn it with Tamei. Rishu Amino, Shteim Kacha, let it burn both together. So, what's the Gemara's Teretz? You see in this price clearly that Rabbi Shimon holds that, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you let it burn Tluya and Tameya together. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita in the shame Rabbi Yeshua. And that would be Pshat our Mishnah. And the Brisa that says, Rabbi Yosi says, no one says, Truma Teluya is let it burn with Tameya. That's Rabbi Yosi Shitasa here, holds, has to be burned separately. Freyti Gemara, Haki says, Shataritz. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah, if you look at our Mishnah, if you don't have a heart, that's even better. Our Mishnah says, Our Beis Einim and Amida, and says, Maitim Elazar Yeshua, Sharf Yishu Latz Latzma, Amad Neklu, Atlu Yavad Tameya. So the Rav Yehi says first in our Mishnah that Rav Yeshua holds the ladder burned together. It's a steer in Rav Yehi himself. So Gemara answers, Hachikama, Rav Yehi Rameya. Afilu Rav Shimon Liber Yeshua, the Mekel, even if you find me Rav Shimon according to Rav Yeshua as Mekel, Ki Mekel Batlu Yavad Tameya. It's only Mekel Batlu Yavad Tameya. But you Rav Meir saying Tahira? No one holds that. Tahira Yavad Tameya Allah. So, like upon him, what we're coming at is that Chalikus Rab Shimon b'Shem Rav Yeshua and Rav Yosef b'Shem Rav Yeshua, if Truma Taluya, you'll let it burn with Tameya. So, I think more about it. Rav Yosef Rav Nina, Rami Truma Pesach. Rav Yosef Rav Nina has the kasha Truma on Pesach, Umeshani. And he answers, Rav Yosef has a theory now, Truma on Pesach, means until now we had Pesach on Pesach, now we have a kasha of a Mesechtas Trumas. On our Mishnah, Mi Om Rabbi Shua Shteim Kach. As the Rabbi Shua say, allowed to burn both of them at one time. That means Tluya and Tameya. But Raminu asks the Kasha, Chavis Shal Truma Shneilad Ba Safek Tuma. Chavis of Truma that was Neilad Ba Safek Tuma. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer means this is basically a Tluya. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer says you have to be careful with it. Stolen. Ma'aseh Vanachas Makom Torfa. If it was in a private place, in an open place, in a Chad Makom Musa, put in a private place. My Magulov was uncovered. You still have to be worried about watching for coming tamer. Shuaimer, Moish Menachas Makom Mutzna. If it was in a private place, if you want, if you need to move it, you got to kind of you don't have to make shmir on it. Moish Bachus Sofa was covered. You got to let it. You can uncover it. So what do you see? That fear of Yeshua, if it's a Sofik Tumah, you don't be so careful. But it's Mashma Grama in be a dying law. And he was saying let it burn. Shuma Tluya with Shuma Tameya. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Mashani, Harav Shimon Levi Rabbi Yeshua, Harav Yosi Levi Rabbi Yeshua. Economy. This brisa, this Mishnah of Chavas Shal Truma is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Holds they not let burn Truman Tluya be a dying. Only let do Grama now. You can't burn Truman Tluya be a dying with Truman Tamei. I'm going to ask another question now. Rabbi Lazar Rami Truma at Truma Mashani. Mir Rabbi Yeshua. Now I'm going to ask Stira of two Mishnayos and Trumas. Miyam Rabbi Yeshua Grama in Vidaim Loi Raminu Lasser Kasha. It says in the Braisa, Chavas Shal Truma Shinishbra. You have above a Chavas Shal Truma, it's a regular Tahira Diga Truma that broke in the Gas Al Yoina. But Tachtel under was Chulun Tameim. Now the problem is, if a Truma falls into that Chulun Tameim, not only can't a Israel eat it because there's Truma in it, a Kayin can't eat it either because it will come Tameim. So it's falling into the Chulun Tameim. Moedim Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua that even if you want to protect your chulin, you have to use Shemyakla Hasman or Revius Betayra Yatzel. If you can get a keli, it's Revius, you have to go get it and be matzlo. From Lav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Teir Vitame, let it go down and come Tame, Vayitamena Biyad. Don't bring a keli as Tame to catch it, because that's being Tame Biyad. Rabbi Yeshua, Mayitamena Biyad, you let it even Tame Biyad and catch it and protect your chulin. You let it take a keli. What's that's Tameh, and catch the Truma, and protect the Yechulim, because this way Yechulim will stay fine. I Matam B'Yadayim. So no, he says, no, since anyone who comes Tameh, you'll have Matam B'Yadayim. What's the Kasha? We see from here that you'll have Matam B'Yadayim. And before it said that a Sofik Truma also was slated for Sreifa and stole, and now Matam B'Yadayim. So what's the Chilk? The Stira in Rabbi Yeshua himself. So really, you could have answered, I didn't even ask the Kasha, one's going to Rabbi Yaisi, one's going to Rabbi Shimon, but there wasn't an answer, there was a different times. My answer is, Shani, that the reason why here Eladu Vidayim is, special reason, Shani has to make a hefsid chulim, because here, the chulim can get ruined, it's a big hefsid, so therefore they allowed you, since anyway, we said it's really the Rabbanan that didn't quote Soifay to get ruined, it's because the hefsid chulim allowed you to mintam at Vidayim. Mask of La Rava, so then that's true. In our Mishnah, we're making you make two separate fires for the Truma Taluya and Truma Tameya. Or at least for a Truma Tahira for sure, and Truma Tameya. Why don't we say here, Hefsid of Eitzim? Mask of Rava, it's not me, you can Hefsid Eitzim. In our Mishnah also, there's Hefsid Eitzim. So why, the way Rashi learns the Kashas, Fir Ab Yaisi, Fir Ab Yeshua, you can't burn Truma Taluya with Truma Tameya. The Chair is Hefsid Eitzim. Omli Abaya, Lehefsim Ruba Chashashu, Lehefsim Muet, Loi Chashashu. You are Chashash for Hefsim Ruba, but not for Hefsim Muet. How do you know that? You weren't worried about Hefsimut. I'll show you a brisa that's a very similar brisa with a different halacha. The Tanya learned in a brisa. Chavis shel shemen. Till now we're talking about chavis of yayin. Now we're talking about chavis shel shemen of oil. Truma shenishbara v'gas al yayin. Uvetachtoina chulim temeyam. And the bottom is chulim temeyam. Moide Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua shmiyokla hatzman revias v'tahayra yatzel. If you could save it, revias with tahira, you should say you could just try to do that. Malav teirid with the tam about tam v'yad. And here, really, just say a lesson like Rabbi Yeshua is moided to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Gemara's going to ask later on. To really say that, that here everyone agrees you're not allowed to catch it. Now, why not? I want to save my shemen on the bottom. It shouldn't become truma. Why can I save it with a kalim tamei according to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said, "For you allowed to save it." Teretz says, because shemen is not so expensive as wine. So you see that v'hefsim mu'et lo yechashashu. So the Gemara explains, explain in a second, why is shemen not kosher big hefsit? Not because of the price of it. Because you still use it. You can use it for yechanika menorah. Shemen lahadik, you still use it to light something with it. Masheke wine, once it becomes tamei, it's useless. So therefore, it's a much bigger loss. If you use the wine, you use the shemen. But the Gemara has a kashya on that. Maishno shemen, the royal lahadlik, you still could burn it and use it that way. Yayinami, royal aziluf. They have something to pour wine out to make the room smell good. So they can use it for aziluf still. Vichite maziluf la milsi. Or you can tell me, oh, aziluf is not such a big thing, so it's not worth so much money. It's not true. I'm a shmuel with Shem Rabbechia. Shoysim melug besela. If you want to drink a lug of wine, pay a seller for it. Drink, you know, cream red drink. But you want to use zilof, you buy the more expensive wine. Mazalfin melug v'shtayim, you spend even more money to buy a zilof wine. So you see, zilof is a very important thing. So why we're saying mashemen, it's a loss. You write it off as a loss, and it's not such a big deal by shemen because it's not such a big loss because I can use it to burn. Okay, it's not the same expensive as not the same price as stuff you could eat, but still it has a value. Wine also has a value for zilof. The Gemara answer is that here we're talking about a gas. There it's chadash, it's new wine. New wine is not roi of a zilof. Doesn't smell so good yet. It's not roi of a zilof. Okay, so keep the wine around and let it get old and then you use it for zilof. So it still has a value. My answer, no, you're not allowed to keep wine around. That's tamei. Why? A truma tamei, a wine, not keep it around. Because it also beit tekala. It might come to eat it and come to tekala. Shemen also need to keep it around in order to be, you're not going to use so much oil to burn at one time, so also come to the tekala. So, you put it into a disgusting keli, and therefore there's no chance you're going to eat from it. So, you want to make it, age it, put it into a klimas. Ramalim klimas. So, more than impossible. You need it for zilof, but klimas. Ramalim saying you put it into klimas, that you can't do, because for zilof it has to be good smelling, you're not going to put it into a klimas. I'll call upon him. So we brought right from here that we have some mu'at lo yichashashu, and therefore you're not allowed to catch it with a keli tam according to Rav Yeshua by shemen. Why? Because shemen is the royal lahadlik, and therefore it has a value. Mashenke wine has no value. Taych dvara, we threw in an idea that you're not allowed to keep wine around. That's truma tamei because you're worried about a takala. Taych dvara, takala atzma tanayi. This din of takala is really mechlekes tanayim. The tayin din of brisa. Chavish al yayin shal truma shenit mas. You have a barrel of wine of chuma, game tummy. Bishami Oirim Tishbei Chaval. Spill it out right away, the whole thing. Don't use it for zilof. When Bishilo Oirim Tasa zilof, you can do zilof with it. Om Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. Ani Achria, I'll be Machria between the two shitas. Besod of the Shafi Chaval. In the field, where there's no zilof in the field, there you have to spill it out right away. I bring it home to do zilof. By the time you get home, you'll drink some wine. It's a shay of takala. The bias, where there's no long time interval in between, he's doing zilof, tasa zilof. There's no chash takal over there. That's what Shmuel says. Ikadamri, a different achra, he said, bechadosh to shavichavel, by new wine, spill it out right away. But yashon tasa zilof, by yashon do zilof, because we're not worried of takal. Omrullah, he said to him, ein achra shlishim achraas. This is not called achra, why not? Rashi explains, because you don't see in Beisham Beisilu anything about Chshash Takala. Because they're not Mechalak in Soda and the Bais. And you can learn a different Pshat. You don't say what the Pshat is, but you can learn the Pshat is different. Tosis Baba Kama says that you could learn what the Pshat was. The Shaila is Reicha called Achila. According to Beis Shammai, the reason we have to spell it out is because smelling something is called achila, and therefore we have to spell it out. They say, oh, it's that. It's nothing to do with the chashta kala. But Rabbi Shmuel learns it's a chashta kala, and therefore he says a chilek. In the field, you spill it out. In the house, you could do ziluf. So this is the machlokes tanoim of takala between Rabbi Shmuel against Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's go weiter, and let's try to finish the parak Mes Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rafanino. Machlokes, this whole shaila, where you have wine of truma falling into chulin tamea, and we say, you let it catch it in order to save the chulin, is only if the chulin is not 100. If the chulin at the bottom is 100, the halacha is, truma that falls into chulin 100 becomes bottle. So even if it was chulin tameim, you still have to eat it, because it's chulin still. So then, of course, it can't be metame, the truma is falling down be a dime with a kalim tame, because there's no hefsid. It's to be bottle in the 100. It's only machlekes if the truma is falling into chulin less than 100 saw. Pachas and meyas saw chulin tameim. Have enough love. The truma is falling in lemeya chulin tameim. It's falling into 100 chulin tameim. Divrei akol lekuli amat teirid v'tetami. Let it come down and become tame. Va'yitemena b'yad and don't be metame b'yad. Why? Because no loss involved here. Taina v'ha'chi chavas nishbro v'gas al yoyin. Chavas that got broken the gas al yoyin v'tachta mei chulin under it's 100 chulin tameim. Moedim alezer Rav Yeshua. Rav Elezer is moedim Rav Yeshua. Again, a funny lashon. Rav Eliezer is Moedah Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua is one who's always Mekel. But here it sounds like Moedah Rav Yeshua, Shem Yochel HaHatzim and Revius B'Tahira Yatzel. If you could save Revius B'Tahira, then you'll have to save it. But in Lav, you only have Kelim Tameim, Lekul Yama, Teirid, B'Tetami, Val Yatami Yad. It means even Rav Yeshua agrees to that. Why? Because there's no loss involved. It's going to be bottle in the Chulim. Break the Gemara. Here the Gemara says Kasha, and the same Kasha goes on before also. Hi, Moedah Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua. It's just saying Moedah Rav Yeshua Rav Eliezer. Rav Yeshua is always the one who says you're allowed to be Matame B'yad. Say here, Rav Yeshua agrees he can't be Matame B'yad. Why? Because no loss. So Rav Yeshua is Moedah to Rav Eliezer, not Rav Eliezer Moedah Rav Yeshua. It's just saying Moedah Rav Yeshua Rav Eliezer B'yale. Amarava Epoch. Taka, switch around the lashon. Moedah Rav Yeshua to Rav Eliezer. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Ma Lo'olam Lo Yisepech. And the same shaklat how it goes in the brayse before. Don't switch around. Taka saying Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua. And what we mean to say like this. Let's go on the first part. Rabbi Eliezer is Moedah Rabbi Yeshua that if you can matzel with the Revius B'Tahira Yatzel. The case of this Revius B'Tahira was, this Kalim Tar wasn't the Tar completely. It was only Tar from the inside, not from the outside. Why? This Kalim came Tami from a Mashkin, which you say, Medera Banon, only the outside is Tami, not the inside. So you shouldn't come to burn Shuma from it. So maybe to be Xerah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I can't use that Kalim because it might become Tami from the outside. Kamash Lon, you're not worried about that. Lo'el Lo'tepa. How come I ask you? I'm a Klisha Taichei Tahar. The inside is Tahar v'Gabei Tamei. Ma'otem Nigzah Dimon Noga Gabei V'Tahuruba. Maybe you're worried you can't use this Keli because if I touch the outside, Kamash Lon, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Moedah Rav Eliezer, who's more Machmat Rav Yeshua, from Yochel HaHatzim and Revius B'Tahira. If you could save it B'Tahira, even a Keli that's Tamei from the outside, but if the inside is Tahar, Yatzel. And when that goes in, the outside might become Tamei from Chuma. So therefore it's Moedah Eliezer Rav Yeshua. And same thing before also, it says Moedah Rav Yeshua. There was a Moedah regarding Shemen, that you shouldn't be, that everyone agrees you should not be used Kelim Tameim. Also on the first line says, Yochli Lahatzman or Vias B'Tahira, Yatzel. Also it's Moedah Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua, you can use a Keli that's Tamei on the outside. Kamar Shmulon, Hadun Allah, or La'ar Basar, for those that saw it, bli nada.